Good morning.
Yeah.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great. And what's your name, sir?
My name is Devin John Lane, number 165-000.
Okay, who is Mr. Lane?
Mine.
Okay, the Honorable Mr. Neal is going to serve as a lead, so this honorable will be right with you, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
So, can you hear me okay, sir?
Yes, I can, sir.
All right. Would you, I've stated your name, but would you state your full name and ABC number again for the record?
Yes, sir. My name is Devin John Lane, ABC number 165-000.
Thank you, sir. Your opinion for the order of board executive committee this morning in reference to the committee supervision rotation. I know that this board members will conduct a hearing at the time. We have the Honorable Michael Johnson, the Honorable Dr. C. T. Wright, who is our board chairman. And my name is David Neal. I'll be the hearing lead. Also, we have with us today is Mr. Westby from the Department of Corrections, and he'll also represent the parole office today.
Okay.
So, prior to this hearing, you received a notification form advising you of this board hearing. Do you remember that form, sir?
Yes, I do.
Okay, I'm informed you're notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a right to attorney at your own expense. If you're not an attorney, how are you representing yourself today?
I will be representing myself today, sir.
All right. I'm going to swear to you, Mr. Weston, at this time. So, do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth of heaven, God, or do you so affirm?
Yes, I do. And you swear.
Okay, you're going to be conducting two phases today. In phase one, we'll determine if the terms and conditions of the community supervision have been violated. And in phase two, we will determine whether community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So in phase one, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the one allegation that's on your warrant. And after I read it, I'm going to ask if it's true or false.
Okay.
All right, so allegation number one is a violation of the terms and conditions of supervision number two. As demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by filling the report in for a face-to-face contact visit on or about May 17, 2018, as verbally/written directed on May 3rd, 2018. Your whereabouts are unknown unless you were discovered from supervision. Is that true or false, sir?
It is true, sir.
Okay, so based on the addition of Mr. Light, I'm going to move to find that he was delinquent as he violated terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have lapsed or without lapse in the criminal wages for the company.
Second.
Agree.
Motion by myself, second by Mr. Johnson, moved by Dr. Wright. All right, sir, we're going to move into phase two of the board, but before we do, we're going to get some background information from Mr. Westby, so stand from there and I'll be right back with you.
Okay.
Mr. Westby.
On April 9th, 2018, Mr. Lay was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested July 25th, 2018 by the Pima County Sheriff's Office on a new misdemeanor charge of possession of drug paraphernalia. He was back in U.S.C. custody on July 30th, 2018 with an adjusted community supervision end date of October 1st, 2018, 60 unexcused days. Current conviction, 2018, misconduct involving weapons, 1.5 years. Prior convictions, 2005, burglary, third degree, 6 years. 2005, drug paraphernalia, 1.5 years. 2011, dangerous drug violation, 1.5 years. 2012, theft of means of transportation, 3.5 years. This is his third term in DOC. CUIR score is a 2.2. Mental health score is a 1, substance abuse score is a 3. There's no gain of information noted. Prior term of supervision, 2002, the state compact transfer from Illinois, arrest on tech violation, return to sending state. 2009, TIS release of Sconder, 55 days, arrested on new felony, possession of dangerous drugs, revoked by the BOEC. 2014, TIS release of Sconder, 63 days, revoked by the BOEC. Disciplinary violations are minimal. Other arrest. 1990, burglary, Illinois, felony conviction, state prison. 1996, escape, Illinois, felony conviction, state prison. 2000, burglary, Illinois, felony conviction, state prison. 2000 criminal damage, Illinois, felony conviction, state prison. All the arrests he's had since then resulted in charges being dismissed or not filed. His community risk score is a G5E6. I do have status of charges from Senior Corps Officer Erickson, dated August 23rd, 2018, that states, for the Pima County Consolidated Justice Court, the defender pled guilty to the charge and was sentenced to 1 day jail time with credit for time served. Case is now closed.
Thank you, sir. Okay, who's going to go over the summary of your case supervision? So, for residents, you were approved or resided 4047 East Dover.
Strabbing?
Okay.
Sure.
Okay. I thought it was a typo, but I guess I'm not. And that was your approved residence. Did you stay there the whole time, sir, or did you go somewhere else?
No, I was there.
Okay. So why didn't you go in for that face-to-face with your PO?
I don't have really any good excuse. Really, the only thing that I can say is that I was confronted by a lot of situations with my father dying. I had a girlfriend, ex-girlfriend, that was in the midst of a drug addiction. I had even gotten my things from her place. And the day that I caught the possession of a drug paraphernalia, the misdemeanor was a weed pipe. I didn't know it was in my things. It was, had been in some of my property prior to my coming to Department of Corrections and stuff like that. But I wasn't out using or doing drugs or anything like that.
Okay. So did you have any employment prior to that, sir?
Yes, I did. I worked for New Orleans Construction as a mason.
Okay. Well, that's commendable. What long after you got out that you failed to report by a month, and then you were out for about another 7 days. So, let's see, you were further task, colored gray, April 16th, no sample collected, and May 31st, no sample collected. You were referred to Wildform Cutoff for assessment, but no proof of attendance was provided.
I did contact Hope Inc. and I did go to the appointment of Alcantara. I'm not trying to pretend that I'm some angel or pretend that I didn't make some mistakes or I'm not going to be dishonest. The only problems I have with this whole situation is the dates of the dating model. I was on minimum supervision in May, and I reported in May, and I don't know why I'm being based as not having reported. I mean, I have some papers in front of me that said I was non-compliant on 6/19/18, and then the warrant was requested on 6/26/18, and then the warrant wasn't actually issued until July 21st of the same year. I don't understand how I was given the 69 days when really I have four documents in front of me that all bear the same date of 6/26/18 with the request of that warrant.
Okay, well, let me ask you a question, sir.
Sure.
Okay, you have an issue about that. Did you or did you not report into the court office on the 17th of May as you were instructed to? Just a simple yes or no?
I didn't think that was
okay. That's more than one word, okay? So did you or did you not report on the 5th of May?
Yeah, I did not report on
the 5th. All right, so that's a no. And then it says there was a letter sent for you to report in the office on June 19th, no later than 10 a.m., and you didn't report in on that date, correct?
Yes.
On June 26th, there was a letter dropped off which told you to drop off at the address that you had given them to live on, and that's Stratton, East Boulder Stratton. And it instructed you to report on June 27th of 2018. Did you report in the POs, in the pro office on that date, sir?
No, I did not.
No, okay. Now, on July 2nd, your PO called your sponsor, Fred Ross, had no answer and no way to leave a message. But on the same day, you were not listed in the county jail or at St. Mary's Hospital, okay, and there was no other way that your PO would have to contact you. So you missed 3 dates that you were supposed to report. You said you have the paperwork in front of you talking about those dates, but you did not show up there. Okay, so there's not a whole lot of questions about that. And then I have another question for you, and that's on your missed 2 days. Normally, there's one or 2 reasons why people miss an UA. One is they're working and they don't want to leave work to go do it. And the other is they're dirty and they don't want to drop a sample and get caught. Why did you not drop either one of those 2 UAs, sir?
Well, as I said earlier, looking dirty. I was actually taken off the cut of way by my PO, and she said that I would call her and that she would remove me from the cut of way.
Okay, but why did you miss those 2?
I didn't actually miss 2. I missed one, and I spoke with my parole officer about that one. And that was the one in early May.
Well,
because I did report them.
There was one in the middle of April, and there was one at the end of May. And you know, I don't think you discussed the one at the end of May with your PO. Okay, let me see if my fellow board members have any questions at this time, sir.
Sure.
No questions? Okay. So we're nearing the end of your hearing. The board will discuss and make a determination in a couple of minutes. But before we do, I'd like to give you an opportunity to make a final statement. Give us any new information you think might be relevant to our decision, but we ask that you don't repeat yourself, okay?
Yes, sir. First, I would like to take an opportunity to apologize to my parole officer, Ms. Killing-Mata. I know that she was sincere in her efforts to try to put me on the right path and to help me. I just became overwhelmed with the death of my father and any struggles with my siblings over the state. And this kind of stuff, and with a girlfriend who was, and I'm not trying to shift the blame. I know that I have all the best intentions. I really do, and I'm trying to do my best to turn my life around. I seriously am, and I'm not getting any younger. And you know, sometimes you just you walk around one pitfall and you fall right into another. And I know that being shirking in my responsibilities is not the way to change your life. I would just like to say that I know that I'm probably not going to get reinstated. I realize that. I just wanted to see if maybe there could be an adjustment on my dates and if that would be possible. And I think this panel wanted your time and your considerations. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, sir. Before we discuss, I make a statement that this board has absolutely no control over your end date or adding or subtracting days from it. That's all up to time comp and Department of Corrections. So, if you have issues with that, you'll have to take it up with them.
Okay.
So thank you, sir. The board's going to be on discussion now. We'll be talking amongst ourselves. You may think we're addressing you, but we won't be. But stay on the phone, just remain silent, and I'll get back with you after we've made our decision. Okay, sir?
Yes, sir.
Well, the board's not in discussion. Mr. Lake doesn't seem to have good luck with sentencing releases or intake compact, things like that. He was gone for another 69 days this time. And he's only got 21 days left, so my opinion is that as one voting board member, that he would best serve to just stay where he's at, make a good plan, and hopefully once he's released in October, he can stay out of trouble, turn his life around like he says he wants to, and become a productive citizen. Well, I'm going to listen to discussion from there, my fellow board members, if you're with me. Okay, thank you. Okay, so based on all information, we're going to 2018W2113, Mr. Ray's testimony and information from the Department of Corrections. I move we revoke the community supervision of Mr. Ray as an employment violator, terms and conditions of supervision, and had an actual bad lapse in full ways or company.
Second.
Agree. Motion by myself, second by Ms. Johnson, and Bobby. So the board is voted to revoke your community supervision at this time. The hourly rate scheduled to be released on October 3rd, 2018 is just a mere 20 days away, 3 weeks. We suggest you make yourself a good plan so that when you get out, you go back and not return to the criminal activity that got you into the Department of Corrections. And it will be a good productive citizen. We do wish you the best of luck. Get us in your hurry, and please need to put the next inmate or the CO2 back on the phone.
Thank you very much for your time.